Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves, my first crossover episode. I'm so excited to have all these amazing people here.
It's an honor.
It really is. It's
going to
be so fun.
I'm so excited. Okay, so we'll start with Sally Dar. You guys can go around and introduce yourself, maybe, you know, say where you're from.
Okay, that sounds great. My name is Sally Dar. It's a double name, last name Griffin. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm also wearing a sweater that says Cowgirls on it. I guess that kind of applies to Tennessee. and I don't know. I just post on the internet, mostly TikTok, and I'm excited to play trivia.
Mm-hmm. And you knitted.
Yes, I do knit. I knit and try to be mildly funny online. It's kind of my shtick.
She's very funny. We love her. Matt, go ahead.
What's up, guys? I am Matt King. I hail from the great state of Texas. I am the host of three other podcasts, Zane and Heath Unfiltered, Hoot and Half with Matt King, Good Influences with Carly and Contro, Aaron Kilfoy, and Mike Sheffer. I'm a member of Sally Dar's knitting club. And I'm TK's cousin, so yeah! I'm happy to be here.
That's crazy. Who else has three podcasts?
I don't know.
Barstool people?
Yeah, Barstool people, I would say. Yeah, I feel like they have like multiple podcasts. I mean, so probably me and like Dave Portnoy.
I just need to keep one podcast.
You guys didn't even know you guys were cousins.
You didn't know that?
No.
They have the same last name, man.
Fidel Castro is my uncle.
No.
You're like, get out. Okay, Katie, go ahead.
Hi, I'm the daughter of Steve Stone Cold Austin. No, I'm kidding. My name is Katie Austin. I'm from Virginia, and I'm a fitness personality. I do on-demand and live workouts for living, healthy recipes, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Rookie of the Year.
Hell yes.
And
That's about it.
Amazing. And Reggie, go ahead.
I'm Reggie Castro, known as Reggie Creations, and I kind of just live life and post it.
And you're also, okay, you're very talented at hair and makeup.
Stop
I mean,
it.
Look
stop
who has the it. Best beat of the day.
No.
Hey.
Are you
kidding? Hey.
It's actually a 5 minute no makeup makeup look.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did I love it. Okay. Well, I wanted to start off with a game so we could get to know each other a little better. Which, by the way, do you guys all know each other?
I think so.
Yes. We have. I feel like this is our first official
like
time,
you.
But
yes.
We've known each other.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We like run the same ish circles.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is the first time you've met.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Officially.
And then Reggie, do you know everyone?
I've seen these girlies around.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Sports Illustrated.
Hey,
Sports Kelly. Illustrated.
Great body. Oh my God.
Oh, I know.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I can't believe
thank
you wore
you
this
so much.
This many clothes. Yes.
I'm just covering up. I'm very modest. You know
can
me.
You imagine she walks in with a bikini?
Honestly,
I would love it.
Honestly,
I kind of would.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
Mm-hmm. But you know Matt.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Reggie, I feel pretty even across the board,
yeah.
Like
okay.
With everyone. Like yeah. Katie's good friends with my lovely fiance Patricia. Mm-hmm. I've known Reggie through the vlog squad. Sally Dar, Knitting Club, our social friend circle. Mm-hmm. Same with you.
Okay.
This is a good bunch.
It is a good
amazing.
Bunch.
I'm excited. Okay, so the game, I'm just calling it the favorites game. And we're going to start with Sally Dar, and it's like rapid fire. So I'm going to say a category. You have to tell me your favorite. I'll do mine as well.
I feel like we're giving away like all of our security information with these questions.
And your social security number. Okay. First thing is, Sally Dar, favorite color?
Blue.
Blue.
Red.
Olive green.
Oh. Gold.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Okay.
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
Okay, that makes sense. Olive green surprises me.
Well, I just feel like it's such a, it sounds so cliche, but it's like my, what do you call it, my spirit color.
Yes.
It goes best with like my skin tone.
Yeah,
it's like
olive
the best
green
color
looks
pretty to wear. Changing like my brand logos to it. I just really love olive green.
Oh, wow. So chic.
I always have.
Have you guys heard about like people who get their colors done?
Yes.
Yes.
And like, there's like these specialists who will like put these like you know I don't know like
fabrics
around mm-hmm. you trying to find your colors. You pay to get this done.
It's like expensive.
Ooh, I made a TikTok about this and people got really mad at me.
Wait, why'd they get mad? No.
Well, because they didn't get mad at me. Basically, this girl made a TikTok talking about it, which maybe is why you know about it.
Yes.
And then she was talking about how her mom got it done for her when she was like a little girl. And then she never appreciated it. But then as she got older, she was like, oh, wait, like these are the colors that like make me look good. So I was talking about it because at the beach one summer, my grandmother and her sisters did it to all of us. Like we didn't pay someone, but they just like had a book and like brought clothes out. So then they did all of our colors.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in autumn. But so I made a TikTok talking about that. And then all these people were like, I don't understand this. You should be able to wear whatever you want. And I'm like, I'm literally wearing blue. This is not my color palette. This is not my color palette. But so all these people were getting mad. They're like, wear what you want. Why are you telling people that they're only allowed? I was like, that's not what I said.
Yeah, no.
It's just kind of fun.
That's but I also get it because when you have those special events where you want to like make sure you're feeling your best, like a first date or like an event or something, you know, and you're like, okay, this is what I feel most confident
very
in.
True. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to wear autumn every single day.
Right. But like I notice when I wear colors that are in my color palette, like I get way more compliments on what I'm wearing.
Wow.
Yeah. Like people are just like, oh, that sweater looks good on you. I'm like, this is a plain sweater, but it's just because it's my color.
Well, maybe we should do it on the next episode.
Yeah, we'll do a bonus episode. Yeah.
Next category, movie.
This is really hard because Matt and I both post on Letterboxd, which is a film review app, and you mm-hmm. pick your four favorite movies on there. So I'm like firm in these four for four different reasons.
Okay.
But if I had to pick one, Little Miss Sunshine.
Ooh, wow. Great.
Wait,
fantastic. Mine, which is part of my top four on Letterboxd, mm-hmm. is When Harry Met Sally.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Mine's Remember the Titans.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Oh, that was the God, I sound horrible already. That was my public school in Virginia. Remember the Titans Get is literally out. like I grew up next to T.C. Williams.
No way. Oh,
wow. I went to the private school with like 80 people per class.
Oh,
but
my
that was
gosh.
If I was to go to public school, it'd be that.
Did they film it
and
there?
A lot of my friends were there. I don't know. I think so.
I wouldn't be surprised if you were like an extra, like remember the Titans. Yeah. like, I'm in the background.
It's all based on like the exact neighborhood that I grew up in.
Get Whoa. Out.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's really cool. More you know.
My favorite movie is Bridesmaids.
Oh. I literally was going to say that.
Get Out.
Seriously? But,
yeah,
why are you so similar?
I literally love it.
It's the best.
Everyone has their own character in their friend group that's like, oh my God, I'm this person and this person. Yes. But it's like,
so who are you in Bridesmaids?
It's a lot of pressure.
I'm more that girl who, I forgot her name.
It's okay, describe her.
But she's like, she sings like, keep shining. she's literally the bridesmaid.
She's like, Kristen Wiig?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yes. Kristen Wiig.
Or Maya Rudolph. Or, yeah.
I forget her name in the movie as well.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. I love it.
Bridesmaids? Is that what you're picking?
No.
Or something else?
I love Home Alone.
Oh!
No matter what. But it reminds me of Chicago. And that's where I'm from, so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fun.
I always visited the house.
How far away is it from you?
I would buy the house if I was up there, you know?
They had a giveaway where you could stay in, or like on Airbnb, stay at the Home Alone house this past Christmas. But only one person could win it.
Only one person could live in the house?
Or like stay in the house for like a few nights.
That's
during
crazy.
Like, the holidays.
That could be like a horror movie.
I know, right?
I love this.
Ooh.
Okay, moving right along. Food.
My mom's poppy seed chicken casserole.
Oh, that was so wholesome.
Yum. I would say like my mom's carbonara that she usually makes, but it's like a penne carbonara, which is like not like the usual kind of like pasta, but yeah, I would say that.
Yum. I would say like a really yummy thin crust margherita pizza.
Oh, good.
I would say rice. And you could do so many things with rice. Fried rice, paella, risotto.
Are we the same person?
I was gonna say
rice, but I love nachos.
Oh, nachos.
Nachos. Every bite is different.
What about your little bottles you're obsessed with right now?
Oh, my God. Yes, those two. But they're really sweet, and I don't know if it's good for my health. So
it's
there's
cute.
That.
It's
it
like,
is.
It's
an
really
adult
cute.
Baby bottle.
What is it?
It's like a Korean drink or like an Asian drink. I don't know if it's Korean.
Is it like a milk type of?
Yes. Oh. And it comes in like an adult bottle like this. And you screw on the baby bottle top.
Like a nipple top.
Yes.
It's like the Gatorade, but like actually. Yeah.
I should have brought one. Just
next
sucking
party.
On it.
That'd be amazing. Okay. Next category, song. Favorite song.
This is so hard. I was really like, I don't.
It is hard.
I'm going to pick just like my favorite at the moment.
Okay.
Or most representative at the moment. There's this song called 26, and I'm 26, so I have to embrace it for the next like 7 months that I'm 26. It's called 26. It's by Carol Addis.
Okay.
Her name's Caroline.
Never heard of that.
It's good. It's just like more representative.
Is it about being 26 years old?
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know.
Damn. I wish I heard that song when I was 26.
Right. Well, I just have to listen to it on repeat for the next 7 months.
I'm looking forward to listening to it in my 26th year. Mm-hmm.
My favorite song is by Paul Simon. Called Graceland, which is on the Graceland album. It's really, really
love
good.
Love it.
Yeah, you should listen to it.
Amazing. Mine's September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Wow.
I would have never guessed.
Really?
Yes.
It's because like my parents played it growing up. I feel like it was like my family's anthem in a way.
I feel like a nostalgic song right now that I've been like re-listening to. You know when you like have an unlocked memory and all of a sudden it becomes your favorite song again? I've been playing I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack. Have you ever heard?
That's a great song.
That's so good.
I like literally blasted the top of my lungs while driving here, and it's just like such a freeing song to like remember like how young we still are and like how much life we have to live.
Ooh, I love that.
I love it too.
Okay, Matt actually showed me the song.
What song?
Sixes to Nine.
Oh yeah. Oh!
It just puts you in a good mood.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, I think I remember. Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you for
just
that.
It's like kind of like back like in the boring quarantine days where you would have just like a few friends over. And yeah, we would just like drink and listen to that song.
Did you ever think that you would be the
Well, I've got to get. I know if Patricia's going to listen and watch this episode, she's going to be like, well, I technically showed you that song. And I feel like you probably played it for Reggie, and I told you to play it. So he probably thinks that I showed it.
So shout out, Patricia.
So it's probably Patricia.
Okay, amazing. Okay, Sally Dar, what's your favorite day of the week?
Thursday. Friday Eve.
Like, wow.
It's a great day.
I would agree. Thursday, but we're partying. Like, we're going out Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's one of those should we Thursdays? Where then it pushes into a good Friday. Or it's kind of like a lazy Friday, but then everyone has enough energy for that Friday. Even though it's going to mess up your entire week. It's going to turn it into a full-on bender the weekend. But, like, just that should we Thursday.
Okay,
like,
should we Thursday.
Or, like, an accidental drunk is, like, my favorite ever. You're like, let's just go for one drink, and all of a sudden it's 3 a.m. We're like, what the fuck just happened?
On a day, you're not supposed to be drinking.
Exactly.
Okay. Right now, I would say mine's Sunday. It's my favorite day.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
I just love it.
Are you, like, a Sunday reset person, or are you, like, grinding on, like, your Sundays? Like...
I feel like a little bit of both, and also it's, like, my day that I feel no guilt, like, doing whatever I want.
Okay, So
that's why I like it, because I feel like I can do whatever I want. I don't feel guilty, like, relaxing.
Gotcha. I like Sunday as well, because it feels like, I'm just going to smoke some weed and just, like, chill.
It feels very wholesome.
Go to church.
Go to church. I still have
volunteer.
Not done that.
Volunteer.
Yes. I just love it. Sunday.
I love it.
I wish I could be that fitness girl that's like, Monday. You get to it. It's amazing. But no, I'm not. I would say Saturday, and it's so basic. But at the same time, like, my perfect Saturday is like waking up not hungover, working out, cooking a good breakfast, and then like going to like a 1 p.m. brunch, and then just being drunk till like, you know, the night.
That's a great Saturday.
That's like my weekend. I don't go out Friday, but like just like productive first half of Saturday and then partying the second half.
I love it.
I need to get back on that.
I love it. Okay, Sally Dar, favorite social media platform?
At the moment, YouTube.
Hell yeah.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Hell yes, YouTube.
She's been busting out the vlogs.
Yeah, she is. Everyone go watch.
Thanks. I love it. mine lately has been Snapchat, because I like posting whatever I want. Instagram stories, the thing is like, there's a lot of cool people on Instagram. Those cool people follow, like, you, and, like, you feel, like, kind of embarrassed about what you put also on Instagram. Snapchat, I'm like, I don't give a fuck who sees this.
Okay.
There's, like, a bit of, like, a freedom where you're like, it's there. I don't know who saw it or what happened, but then it's gone. I don't know. I like Snapchat way more.
Reroll the clips, TK.
Yes. Katie Austin, like, over a year ago was like, Snapchat is the best. Everyone needs to get on it. She was the only girl advocating for Snapchat.
There was only 3,000 creators. Like, I was on it, 3.5 years ago, there was 3,000 stars.
And you were like,
creators,
this is where I make the most money.
And now the vlog squad is taking over Snapchat, taking over my views.
Exactly.
And literally, like, one of your friends always gives me shit for it, because I've been on Snapchat for so many years, and it's always been my favorite app. And now all your friends are on it, and like my views have dropped like 12
have
million.
They really?
Oh,
no.
It's actually so funny to me, because it's like, I like it because the more people that come on the platform, the more visibility you can get. But because I was one of the only ones on the app for so long creating that type of content every day, that, you know, it was just easier. It was like, you know, if you're one of the only 1,000 on it, it's so much easier. Now it's like overcrowded, but like that's also still so good for me because more people are going to go to the app.
Interesting. I will say I watched both of your guys' Snapchats. You were on my like For You page on Snapchat last night.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Wait, no. Me too.
I need to subscribe to you.
You like posted your risotto and like the jumpsuit.
Sure
the see-through. I love that see-through jumpsuit.
Oh, I'm returning
by the way.
I'm returning it.
But it looks so good.
I'd actually love to get your
post
take on it. I don't know. You're like very stylish.
You're going to love it. Reggie's going to love it.
Yeah. I want to see it.
What are you posting on Snapchat? A see-through jumpsuit?
This is actually, you have to pay for a wall. So I just no, you don't. That's why she loves it so much. My favorite social media platform is definitely YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Katie?
Oh, Snapchat. I'm also on the board of Snapchat. So I'm one of seven creators on the board of Snapchat. And every quarter we do like these big conferences. And so basically, like, I've loved being a part of it. I go into their offices. I tell them, like, you know, the tech side of it, too. I literally have done speeches for them.
Oh, my
God. I'm kind of more like an ambassador, too.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah. That's so great. You can kind of put in a good word for all of us.
Yeah. That's so sweet of you.
It's actually really, really cool to be a part. And I went to, there was like 30 tech people at this meeting, and I basically told them like what people love and don't like about the app and to actually see it be played out. I'm not kidding you. 2 weeks later, a feature that I told them to add is now added. And I'm like, that's freaking insane that I feel like I was a part of like tech a part of an app. Yeah. As a creator, you don't really get that with like Instagram, TikTok, you know?
I wish I could be like that, like a consultant, but for like movies when they talk about social media or like Emily in like Paris, like she like will do the most unrealistic thing on social media. Just come in and go, can we just change how this is being portrayed?
Yeah, you should do that.
Oh, you think so?
It's a really good idea.
I think we can make a whole team, guys. Let's take over.
And charge like $100,000 for like, consulting is just like, you
that is so true. Every influencer in a show is like not accurate in the slightest.
Right. Yeah.
Very true. Okay, Reggie, what about you?
I feel like no one has said it, TikTok, because I could literally just sit there for hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even watch TV sometimes.
I know.
I watch something on the TV, but I literally just scrolling.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you go live kind of a bit on TikTok.
Oh, I do.
Which I love.
Jesus.
It's kind of
nerve-wracking, but it's actually really fun. If like none of my friends literally answer their FaceTime calls.
Yes.
I literally just
I do
go
that
live.
Too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Smart.
Because I'm talking to someone else.
It's a good idea.
I love it. Okay, Sally Dar, favorite animal?
Pig. I've been obsessed with pigs since I was little. I used to collect pig stuffed animals and like put them in this basket and begged for a pig for years and years and never got one. My sister asks for a dog, gets it the next Christmas.
I feel like this is your year to get a pig.
So you should have a mini pig.
In my apartment, that would be so scary. But maybe one day I'll have a pig. Actually, I should just like live on a farm where I can just have more.
There you
animals.
Go. Mm. My favorite animal, it would be the blue whale. It's like the biggest mammal on Earth.
Great
it's
answer.
It's massive. And
so
you forget that they exist.
You do.
Oh, I can't, like, I get just sucked in on, like, blue whale TikTok, and I'm just watching whale videos till 3 in the morning.
Have you done whale watching before?
Yes, and I love whale watching because you have to be so patient. Nature is, like, summoning you to just look at it and wait. And it's something that's just, and when you see it, it's something that's, like, indescribable that nothing at SeaWorld could ever, like, deliver you.
Like, can you now imagine, like, now growing up, I used to love SeaWorld, but, like, in capturing those animals and putting them in SeaWorld is so inhumane, like thinking back now that I'm older, like how crazy it was.
And they're supposed to travel hundreds and thousands
of
miles.
And how large they are?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So yeah, love the whales. Save the whales.
Similar to yours, my favorite animal is a dolphin.
Ooh,
I love them. Answer.
I would say mine is koala. I've heard that they're not very nice. I've never met one in person, but my boyfriend really relates me to one because I'm a huge cuddler.
Oh, cute.
So I like that because he calls me a koala.
Cute.
I would say fish, just like any type of fish, like a pet fish.
Okay.
I actually have two aquariums at my house.
Oh, wow. Wait,
you're an aquarium boy now.
Yeah. I love aquascaping. So, yeah.
Wait, what kind of fish do you have?
I have guppies right now, and they just keep reproducing.
How many total do you think you have?
He's creating an army.
No, literally, it's like I had to get a second tank because they overproduced, and they just keep pushing babies out.
Yeah.
They're horny fucks. So,
I get it. You don't have to.
Have you guys ever seen a seahorse give birth?
Yes.
No.
It's the crazy.
The water turns black.
The male seahorse gives the birth or births it, right?
Yes. The male does give birth to the babies.
It's literally like
he fertilizes the eggs in the female. The female then puts the eggs in back in the male, and then the male. He shoots out the seahorses, right? Isn't this true?
Yes. Like,
more than one?
It's like the seahorse's tail looks like it's doing like a pike jump, and it's literally like, and then thousands of mini seahorses come out.
Put on the screen
out.
Right here.
Yeah. We're like on Joe Rogan right now. We're like, Jamie, pull that off. Wow. Look at that.
Roll the clip. I'm gonna sell it our favorite season.
Fall, particularly like August into September, that kind of like back to school time.
It's a great time.
Yeah, that like crisp fall, like that all too well, like 10 minute,
like Taylor's
autumn
Taylor's
leaves
version.
Falling.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that kind of the down.
I love that fall.
I call it fall too well.
Fall too well.
But like you know, just the beginning of all too well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, the don't.
Like I saw a TikTok where someone's like, "Is it just me or is it like this song is like how it is outside right now?" And everyone was like,
"Oh yeah."
Well, every Taylor Swift album has a season if you want to hear them all. But
really?
Yes, they all have.
What's
a season.
Reputation?
Well, that one's debatable, but it has New Year's Day on it, so a lot of people say it's like, kind of like January, wintry. Yeah.
Okay.
But Red is a fall album.
Oh.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So is that the same for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fall too well?
Fall too well.
I'm a summer girly, For sure.
Right.
I like fall too. My birthday is October 2nd, and I think I just have the best birthday ever. I know I'm biased, and everyone probably thinks I have the best birthday, but like that, again, September, beginning of October, especially I'm from the East Coast, like the best
the
ever timing in Virginia and New York City too. Mm-hmm.
Spring.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We hit all, not winter. Oh. We almost hit all four.
F winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she's canceled, but spring.
Okay.
I love seeing like the flowers bloom, and then you're like, ooh, summer's about to come.
Yeah.
Anticipation.
It's the best. Mm-hmm.
True. I love that. Okay, amazing. Now that we all know each other. I don't know. I feel like that was a fun little game to get to know everyone. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
So I wanted to get to know each other even more, like on a deeper Ooh. Level. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to throw out a question and you guys feel free to answer. We don't need to go in like a, you know, an order.
Feel really free to debate. Everyone get like ready.
We are in 2023 now, new year, new us, new goals. So my question is, what is a habit you're trying to break this year?
Ooh.
Feel free to marinate.
I guess I can go first. I feel like this is very just on the top of my mind is not being so hard on myself and giving myself grace. I am the type of person who's just like constantly like running my mind of like things I should do better. And so that's a habit I'm definitely trying to break.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I should probably do that too. Yeah.
I don't know. My mind runs at night being like, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. Just like chill the hell out. Give yourself grace, peace, and like focus on what actually matters.
I love it. Amazing. What about y'all?
I have, this is like a weird guilty pleasure. Okay, like I have this like big addiction to like Facebook and going on it and seeing what random people are up to from my life. Like, someone will just pop in my head, like a person from second grade. I'm like, where are they now? And I get so hung up on, like, looking into someone, like,
okay,
like, where are they? What are they up to? Kind of like in a weird guilty pleasure way. But I realize it's, like, such a time suck where, like, I'll realize I've spent, like, a little over 30 minutes, like, going diving
how
on somebody.
How often are you doing this? Like, how many times a week?
Like, it's like an addiction.
Like three or four or five
Wait,
times
really?
A week. Yeah. Because I don't want, like, because Instagram, it's, like, all of your friends. It's, like, social media. It's your business. Sometimes it's, like, ugh, I don't want to look at that. TikTok's, like, junk. I love looking at, like, houses and stuff. Like, yeah. That's fun. But I'll do these, like, investigative quests trying to find people from my past, because it's almost like kind of like a murder mystery kind of.
Oh.
Not everybody's on Facebook, so you like find them on LinkedIn. Okay. Or you're like, where is that person? Or if someone doesn't have a social media footprint, I'll look up if they're arrested or like if they've been in jail. So I'm trying to accept, like, Matt, just stop doing that and stop being so nosy.
Matt, I'm like dying at our differences of answers. I'm like, oh, I thought we were getting deep, and I'm kidding.
Because I did it last night.
This makes
and
so
it,
much sense
long
for you it. Because I feel like you're the type of person that meets strangers and you like you ask them the random questions where you learn so much about them, and then I could see you being like, "What happened to them? Remember when they were like doing this?" Like that in a weird way makes sense.
Yes. I just get a little like hung up on.
I just can't believe you do it like three or four times a week.
I can't believe you just do it yourself.
Yeah.
By yourself. I would be like with a friend and be like, remember this person? Yeah. But
trust
you're
me,
going
I,
on
I
by yourself.
I burn out all my friends with that stuff. Like, they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I feel like I'm going insane. So therefore, I got to find this person. I don't reach out to them, but I just need to know if they exist or what happened to them.
Okay.
That's good. My weird guilty pleasure. I'm just trying to stop doing it. Sally Dar, what about you?
Sally Dar.
I guess it's kind of a habit, more so just like something to break in general. I don't know if I would classify it as a habit. But there are just like certain like rules that I make up for myself that like actually are like nonsensical. Like even something as simple as like I make a coffee and then I go make a second coffee. And in my mind, I have to like pour out the ice, even though the ice is like still good. Like there are just certain things. Like this morning, I used the same ice and I was really proud of myself.
Oh.
Or like, I don't know, like I... Just, like, dumb little rules that I have that, like, don't, like, make sense at all. And I don't have any other examples. When I beat myself up when I, like, don't follow one of those rules.
Oh.
And then I get, like, really upset and it, like, ruins my day. And it's like, okay, well, you literally just made a mistake. It's fine. So probably, like, beating myself up.
So giving yourself some grace. Yeah.
Yeah, but more so just trying to, like, retrain my brain to, like, not follow these, like, made-up rules that, like, are really just I put in place for God knows what reason. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
I broke the streak of 4 years not working out. I'm so sorry.
Wait, you broke the streak of not working?
I haven't worked out in four years.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
So you just went to the...
I went to Zila and then Bella. That's why I'm so sore. Everything takes time right now because like...
Wait, that's amazing, Reggie.
Yeah. I know. I'm trying to get
when was your first day back at the gym?
Thursday because... There's this whole thing and she can't train me. I'm like, okay, fine. But I'll walk the stairs. That's...
Just know at the same time though, like, you know, going full force can be so disheartening sometimes. So like start slow. You can always progress. Like start with like 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
And then always go up from there. Like always add on a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, she went ham.
Yeah, that's really, if you haven't worked out in 4 years, you shouldn't go like ham for an hour is my personal opinion.
I couldn't even jump rope for 3 minutes.
So what would you recommend?
That's okay. You can always progress. Like every amazing athlete starts somewhere.
What workouts would you recommend?
Yes.
Okay, so you can go to
So you can download her app.
No.
Or for someone in Reggie's position.
I would just go for a 30-minute walk and then do 10 minutes of toning. Like you can do 10 minutes of abs, leg lifts, some bicep curls, but start really small and don't do anything like over an hour. And you don't need to push yourself through anything super intimidating, like, you know, HIIT workouts or strength training. Like it has to be fun and you have to want to do it if you're going to stay consistent at it. And if you're like so sore afterwards, you're going to be like, shit, why the fuck am I doing this?
No, I definitely want to do it. Keep going. Okay. But the thing is, I'm addicted to food.
Oh, well, same. Yeah.
Food is just so freaking good.
I know. But that's okay. Live your life. You can do both.
You're in a great tone shape, though. For like 4 years of not working out and liking food.
Yeah. Jesus.
You look amazing.
I think
And California has the best food, in my opinion.
You shouldn't limit yourself. I mean, here's the thing. Everything's about moderation, and I think it's about portion size as well. So if you want to eat, say, your favorite foods, that's totally okay. Just cut back the portions a little bit.
Damn right. Wait, and can I ask a question? Because I heard this. Are you doing dry year?
I just don't like alcohol.
But that's going to be great for you if you're not choosing to drink and you're getting into fitness. Like, I mean, you're going to see a huge change.
I mean, I'm using other things to have fun.
Alcohol
is like... Like, marijuana is my friend right now.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. Like, I don't get a hangover. I still have fun going out.
You're California sober.
And I feel like I'm more in the, I don't know, space every single time I go in a club or something. Like, if I'm drunk already, I'm like, I go home.
Yeah, you have a bit
more
control.
Now, I'm just like, okay, let's keep going. Let's love meeting people.
So what drink are you getting at the bar now for anyone that's sober and is like, oh, I want to have a drink still in my hand?
Coca Sprite.
Oh, Coker's right. Okay, great.
It seems like you're drinking something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, it's just sugar. You know?
I know. I've been doing dry January and Diet Coke has been like my best friend. Mm. It's so crazy. I'm like, I can't remember the last time I was like, ooh, I'll order a Diet Coke instead of an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
But it's great.
We did that at that concert that we went to, and I was like, that sounds good.
Yeah, we did.
And I was like, I don't want a beer. Diet Coke sounds wonderful.
Yeah, Sally Dar and I went to Keith Urban concert.
And was a Diet Coke and hit.
Yeah. We went crazy that night.
Yeah.
Next question is, what is a non-negotiable in your routine? You did? Okay, go ahead.
You go first.
No, yeah. It's your 7-minute stretch. I pay attention.
You really do. Gosh, am I going first again, I guess?
Go ahead. It's wait, let me see if I can guess. 7-minute stretch.
Before 7 a.m.
Before 7 a.m. Yeah, yeah. Oh, before 7 a.m.
God damn it, you missed the second
daylight.
Part. No, sunlight. Lemon water.
Oh, yeah, lemon water.
Kind of basic. All of these are also so basic, but so many health benefits. But all of these, they sound really like... really basic. So I'm just going to say my non-negotiable in the morning is 7 minutes of stretching before 7 a.m. It's super doable. And, you know, you could do it in your pajamas. I do it in my PJs every single day.
Did you just start that? Or
I started it probably in October.
Oh, wow.
But I've done 7 minutes of stretching since October, but I just added in this year 7 minutes of stretching before 7 a.m. Just because I feel like it's like the best way.
Or like, wait, are we doing this on the weekend?
No, only on the
weekend. Not the weekends. Oh, gosh. No.
Only the weekends.
Okay, only the weekend.
The question was okay, never mind. Yeah.
In your routine.
Yeah.
Or are we saying every day, like, brush my teeth?
I was like, damn, she's like stretching like on a Saturday at 7 a.m. Like,
hell,
and then hopping back in bed, I'm like, okay. Like,
hell no. And then you go back to sleep.
No, stretching's great. Yeah.
It just like is a great way to wake your body up and get yourself energy, get your blood circulated, and feel good.
And we're getting old.
Yeah, it feels really good, especially if you're sore from your workouts.
Right. Oh, yes. 7 a.m. stretch.
Non-negotiable is something that you do every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So for me, it'd probably be working out.
Yeah.
It just like makes me sane, I feel.
I have to do like the New York Times crossword, give it a shot.
Every day? Wow.
Every day, Monday through Sunday. And then there's another one called framed.wtf. And it's it gives you a frame from a movie. It's almost like Wordle.
Oh, that's fun.
And it starts off harder and you have to guess what movie it's from. And then if you don't get it the first one, it gives you another frame. And it gets easier and easier. And
How
I have my buddy Matt and Cam. And we do it every single day. And we just.
How long does it usually take you to do the crossword?
Oh, it depends. Like on a Monday, 15 minutes. Tuesday, an hour. But like sometimes I don't finish them. I just try to go as far as I can.
That is very impressive. Amazing, amazing brain camp.
Yeah.
It's good because it takes all that random stuff that you have stuffed in your brain and like it's just good recall. And it actually makes it like useful. So
I need to do that.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I have to do it every day because I can be as lazy in my laziest moment. I can still do the crossword. So
mine is literally eating a banana. Like
get out.
I could not tell. Like that is
you're
just.
You're kidding.
Except when I'm hungover, sometimes bananas like because they're too sweet. Like I need something like, salty and it doesn't sound good. But I like have to have a banana and coffee.
Damn,
like that is just like.
I buy bananas and
coffee?
Never touch them.
banana and coffee. Like I just like make a coffee, eat
combo.
A banana. Like just like that's the first thing I put in my body is like I need. Coffee.
Get
banana.
Out.
I don't know. I just.
Yeah. Like wow. Do you have like a. Is there. Do you like it more bruised? Do you like it more green? Or perfectly
I just
yellow?
Like, just like the perfect banana. I mean, I'd rather it be more brown than green because.
Okay.
Green is like whatever. But yeah, I've just found that I'm happier when I have. Like there's been times in my life when I don't have a banana. I'm like, I'm angry. That's not the first thing that I put in my body.
Wow.
I just like. I don't know. But I'm
even
also,
when you're
like,
traveling?
I mean, preferably.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not like gonna, we'll eat something else, obviously, but like, I just.
Oh, I did not know that about you.
I'm very, like, I eat like the same thing, like, on like rotation until I get sick of it, and then I move on to the next thing. But like, banana has stayed consistent in my life like for years.
Let's give it up for banana.
Also, just to talk about why I like bananas, like, well, I think they taste good, but bananas have stayed consistent in my life. I've never moved on from that. And also, they're the one fruit that's like the most reliable in the sense that you can look at it and you know exactly how it's going to taste. Wow. Whereas an apple can look good and it might taste bad. Grapes, strawberries, bananas always taste like
they're also
how
great
they look.
Because they have their own packaging.
Yeah, you can take them with you.
Yeah, you can take them with you.
Oh my god!
Do you need to buy organic bananas because it has a peel? I don't know if it has to be organic.
I just buy whatever's the cheapest.
You need to knit a sweater that has banana
has
on
a banana.
It.
Have you ever been to like a banana farm?
No,
that could be kind of fun.
Okay, let's go.
Vlog idea. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
So interesting.
And I mean, I like working out or getting, you know.
No,
but
I like
bananas,
the banana.
Like, stayed consistent.
Hell yes. Yeah.
Mine Reggie? Is my 1 to 2 hour baths.
One to two
a
hour
baths?
Do you go live from the bathtub
ever? Wait,
maybe.
That would be you.
Yes.
A day.
Wait, yes. Sally Dor started her TikTok in a bath. Like, that's how her TikTok
it sounds
up.
Like I was naked.
Empty
I was
bath.
Not.
Yeah,
an empty bath. Like, that was her thing.
I was fully clothed. Yeah, people
so
just knew me as, like, the girl.
And
do you have, like, a tray? Like, what are you doing? Like, or
no,
like...
I just sit there. I
what time
my...
of day?
You prune
Usually nighttime.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you do for 2 hours in the bath? Do you prune?
I mean, yeah. No, I put salt in there and then just relax. And I literally put SZA in the background.
Oh.
And I just relax.
Do you do bubbles?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, crazy.
And sometimes I get crazy and put a bath bomb.
Do you pee in it?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Oh, my God. I thought you were
saying
yes.
Oh, my God.
Hell, I was in a bath for 2 hours.
Wait, I just took a bath for literally 8 minutes over the weekend. And I was like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
No, I love the bath. And it's
does it get cold?
It feels so comfortable. And then
doesn't
it's just
the
like
water get a little cold though?
It does.
After a while?
But you drain it and then you fill it right back up.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, this is
I might take a bath. do you have toys like a rubber duck?
No. No. Maybe
sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have to shower before you bath? Bathe?
I usually rinse off first and then fill it up.
I don't think I could ever bathe when I haven't showered beforehand.
Yeah, no.
Do you ever wash your hair in the bath?
Sometimes I literally dung my head.
Okay.
I literally do like a little mermaid action with my hair.
Hell yes.
And just go right
just brush it with a fork.
How big is this bath?
Oh my God, no, not that big. Oh. It's like an average.
Can we come over?
Definitely all can't fit in there. But
is it a shower bath? Or
yes,
like
a shower bath.
Okay, okay. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so then you'll drain it and then rinse off.
Yes, right away.
Wow.
Fine.
So my friend, she grew up in London and they like only bathe or they only use baths.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like a non-negotiable. Like she has to have a bath instead of a shower.
It's
she
the
like
best
hates
thing.
Showering.
It's the best thing ever.
Doesn't Tom Ford take like 3 baths a day?
Yeah.
I saw some interview where isn't Tom Ford like he's the fashion designer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I saw some interview where he was like, I take 3 baths a day. Like an hour each. And I was like, you were not taking I don't know, look into it. I think Tom Ford takes 3 baths
Tom
a day.
Tom Ford bathing.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, it's not what you think. It's not what you think.
What is something you guys wish you knew earlier in your 20s?
How to do taxes.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Gosh.
Jesus. Taxes are some like certain money moves.
Yeah.
I was like, like I didn't like, really learn about until much later. I don't know.
It still doesn't make sense to me.
Do you have any recommendations of like where to learn?
Get
your accountant won't get back to me.
What? Really?
Yeah, you said no to me twice.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know. His team's really small right now and he says he doesn't have the bandwidth.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. It just came into my head.
He can't keep up with all my funds.
Right. So much going on. Realistic advice, I would think, would be for me, which I feel like I've learned like in the past year-ish, is like the importance of like dating around, not like dating a boy, seeing where that goes, it goes up in flames or ends fine, whatever, and then you move on to the next. Like I have learned that it's good to like go on a first date here, go on a first date with this boy, go on a second date with the first boy, which it's like it's you're just getting to know people. It's not like you're like sleeping with all of them. If you are, that's fine. But I think I just like maybe because I get like very obsessed very fast, it's good for me to kind of like to keep my delusions at bay. I just like date around. I think it's just your shopping.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
my mom calls that homework. And homework. I wish I did that. Ooh. And I think that was going to be like dating was going to be like my advice that I wish I knew. I wish I wouldn't be so strong-minded. I'm going to marry this person at 20. Mm-hmm. I was like 21 years old. I had a boyfriend for 5.5 yeah. years. And I was like, so like, that's my person. That's my person. I literally started dating him when I was like, you know, almost 19 years old. And until I was like 24, I didn't really understand what being single was like. And so to be honest, I wish I just like lived a little bit more. And then ever since I hit like 26 years old, I started drinking and partying. And I just wish I like enjoyed my, you know, my 19 to 23 year old self a little bit more. Rather than just like, this is my person, it's not changing, because you're most likely not going to marry the person that you're with at 21 years mm-hmm. old. And if you are, you're a unicorn, and that's amazing. And I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, mine was kind of like related to that. I wish I could have like softened the blow or kept my younger self in check, like post breaking up with somebody. Like I wasted sometimes like a lot of time being sad at the mm-hmm. universe and being really upset about it, even though it was the best thing ever. And it was so liberating. It was the best thing that could ever happen to me. But just like not wasting so much time in that state of heartbreak. It's important yeah. to have heartbreak, important to allow yourself to be sad, experience those feelings, but just at the same time, like, okay, don't hyperfixate on it too much.
Totally.
And make everything you do as a response because of the breakup. I don't know. Do things for yourself in like a weird way.
Yeah. I fully self-destructed.
Yeah.
And I wish I didn't do that. It took me like 2 years to like be okay mentally again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thoroughly convinced. I was like, oh, this is great. Life is good. But it's like, yo, buddy. Like, I wish I could tell my younger self that. Like,
yeah. It'll be okay. Yeah, there's going to be someone else okay. out there that's going to make you. Yes, and you're going to yes. understand why everything happened. So, and when you grow up in your 20s, you're like, oh my gosh, if I married that person at 21, like, ugh. Thank God I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything happens for a reason. I know it's so cliche, but like you said, also dating around, doing your homework and find out what you do and don't like about someone is so important. So then when you do want to settle down, you know exactly what you want.
Yeah. I was talking to someone about this last night. It's like collecting information where it's like, I've been on dates with guys that they're just not the one, but they're nice. And there are things I like about them, but it's just nice to know one that there's like good fish in the sea that aren't necessarily for you. But it's like, I like this aspect of him, but not as much this part. And we just don't click. Then you go to the next date and you're like, oh, he has that same quality that I liked in that one nice guy. And I like him a little bit more. It's just like collecting information.
And you find so much about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And like what I need. Because like there are so many things that I never would have thought like, oh, I'm fine with like a guy that's like this. And then I go on a date with a few guys like that. And I'm like, wait, that's not what I need at all. Like I need someone more. Yeah. So I don't know. Collecting information instead of doing like going with one, seeing how that goes. Because I think women specifically, I feel like feel a lot of guilt in being like, I'm loyal to this one guy, let's see how he decides if he like wants to be with me or not, and then I don't know, but yeah, so dating around, that's all.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love it too. Homework.
I forgot the question.
What do you wish you would have known earlier? What do you wish you could tell your younger self?
Oh, just do it.
Me too. That was
just
mine.
Just do it, because like honestly, ever since I was like in middle school, I was like, oh my god, I've always dreamt about like living in LA and whatnot, and I'm already here. You know, but like if I did it younger, I felt like I would have enjoyed it more.
I feel like sometimes my downfall is I will wait till I think everything's going to be perfect to start something, when reality it'll never be perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
And I just need to start, because consistency is where you'll learn. Like you want to look back, for instance, in regards to posting on social media, you want to look back and be like, oh, that was so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Like you want to look back and be like, look how much I've grown. Because you learn so much as you post and as you do.
Yes.
And then it'll never be perfect.
Who knows?
Okay, so I want to play a little trivia with y'all.
Sally, I feel like this is not fair. I feel like you guys are going to be so good, really good, and we're going to be so good.
You know, when we walked in, we were like, where should we sit?
No!
Like, what? Oh, come on. At least I'm being honest.
Do you guys want to...
Nope.
It's okay.
Okay. Okay.
See, this is good. Come on, guys.
I think that it's going to be fine. There's a...
It's fine.
Well, maybe we're lying and we're just poker facing right now, and we're going to just crush you guys.
I hope you guys win. I do.
Or who knows? Maybe TK has like curated a... awesome
it's
selection.
All it's, something. It's all about
fitness. Something.
It's all about. You never know.
It's all about makeup and fitness.
Yeah.
And I like how they're wearing blue and we're wearing like black and white.
Yeah. Ooh.
See, we can't switch. You know, that's like the.
It's fine.
All right. We're going to do trivia. I'm so excited. I love trivia. Hopefully, you can learn something new while you watch and participate. Sally, Dar, and Matt are on a team, and Reggie and Katie are on a team. I will say, Matt is like really good with the random facts.
Sure. I like to, a lot of people think that. I like to say that, but sometimes when the moment comes down to it, I don't know shit. So
okay.
Let's. Let's see. If
that's his tactic.
Oh, come on, Reggie. I'm being honest with myself. Because like there have been times.
No,
where...
trust me, Matt is dumb as hell. Like, yeah. I know.
He's actually so dumb, guys. Like, trust.
What did you get on your SAT again?
On his STD.
What was that on your STD?
Well, it was bad when it was. I don't want to talk about it. It was
okay. When I first met. Wait, sorry. You're
wait, did I
Matt
ask you?
Matt always
what you...
asks when he meets people for the first time. He goes, "What did you get on your SAT?"
You never asked me that.
Are you kidding? And ACT.
Do you guys remember what you got? Because I don't remember.
No, I don't remember at all.
It was over 10 years ago.
It's out of 50, right?
It's public information. Everyone could look.
Oh, what? Shut
Matt
up.
Can you imagine there was an SAT slurly?
Matt's Instagram bio is like, scored this on the SAT.
Really? I wouldn't be shocked if that was his bio.
Stop. I feel like I have asked you that, but like.
You have. I know you have.
Well, because you went to boarding school, and I was like, so how smart are you? It's probably, I was just trying to size you up. Like, really?
Well, did you get it because you were smart or because someone
was
you had a good education, so I was just curious of it.
Okay, let's start the game. Okay.
We'll start with Katie and Reggie. First question is, how many chromosomes are in a cell?
Is that 24?
No.
That seems a lot.
Wait, chromosomes?
Isn't it just one?
Two.
Two? Maybe two.
In a cell?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Four? Oh, my God, I don't know.
You chromosome. Have 10 seconds.
Okay,
should we just say one? I think it's a trick question.
Okay, say one.
One.
Okay,
here I am thinking the difference between like a plant cell and
it's chloroplast and cell wall are in plants
well,
and
what
not
are you,
for
what's
all.
Your...
Well, chromosomes, I think it's two because there's like men are like X,
right,
and
X and
Y
and
X and X.
Two.
I'm gonna go with two chromosomes.
Wrong.
What?
See, it's a trick question. I'm like, what, there's something.
46.
I thought that was DNA.
You were kind of close. 24.
Yeah.
This is gonna bring out the dumbest.
46.
Damn. I was thinking,
Okay. It's okay. It's okay. Stupid,
okay.
Matt. Stupid. Yeah. Stupid.
Okay, so it's still 0-0.
Oh, sorry. Triggering. Okay. 0-0. Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Oh.
Got it. Oh.
There okay. you go.
Francis Scott Key.
Wow. Good job, Matt.
Thank you.
How the hell?
I actually feel like I said that. I feel like I said his name last night, too. That's so crazy. Todd was like, Francis Scott. I'm like, oh, Francis Scott Key. And he was like, huh? I was like, Star Spangled Banner. I'm pretty sure I said that last night.
Actually, let's look him up on Facebook, see what he's doing.
Literally. Okay. Reggie and Katie, who was the highest paid athlete in 2022?
Cristiano Ronaldo? Or no.
Oh, Katie's got
15 seconds.
Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi? Which one should we say?
The first one.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
No.
Well, if it's world, then I want to think that it's like soccer, football, like related. Yeah. Because I feel like those contracts are worth more than like.
Right. If it's world, I would say it's soccer.
And Messi just.
And if it's not
won.
Him, then I would guess Messi.
I want to go Messi. No,
yes.
Damn. I'm so
upset. Oh, Katie,
I know. I actually feel really bad about that.
I
want to
pull
one.
My hair out.
Katie.
You had it. You should get a half point.
You had it. You had it.
This is now back to us. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just follow your gut.
I know.
Don't let me say anything.
Which blood type is a universal donor?
It's O type. Yes. Oh, wait.
But is it O
shoot.
Negative or is it O positive?
I want to say it's like O negative.
I think it's O negative. Yeah, because from Bruce Almighty where he goes, O negative, and you touch me with no needle. And then she says it's the universal blood type. Yes, it's O negative.
O negative.
Yes, it is!
Just so you know what, I would have never gotten that.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh my
you know
God.
What, you have that quote from
can
the
we get
movie?
Some like...
Bruce Almighty. Evan Almighty.
No, Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey. And then he's going to donate blood meeting his girlfriend. And then he's like, AB positive. No.
Jennifer Aniston?
He says, AB positive isn't touching me with no needle. And then she says, well, I need to donate because I'm O negative.
Get
or something
out.
Like that.
Wow.
Whatever.
That's what
the more
is.
You know.
Whatever.
I don't think I would have gotten that if I'm being so honest.
Up. What up, brother?
Wow.
What up with the blessings
upon
your alley?
That was great teamwork there.
That was.
I love that. Okay. Cool. Reggie and Katie, which Canadian hockey player is considered to be the best of all time or the greatest of all time?
Wayne Gretzky.
Yes!
Oh. I have never heard that name before.
I did not even consult with you. I'm so sorry.
Who's
his daughter married to?
Paulina's married to a golfer.
Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson, yeah.
I played, I have a picture of me with like Dustin Johnson. We did like a celebrity golf thing. Kind of. I don't know. Everyone was like, that's Wayne Gretzky's daughter's.
Isn't that so random?
And then I like sent the picture to like my like golf buddies and they were like, whoa, dude.
Amazing. I'm sure they get into it on the course. Okay, you two, Sally Dar and Matt, which country artist threw javelin while attending Oklahoma State University?
Javelin, what does that mean?
You know what javelin
is?
No,
what is that?
It's like almost like shot put, but it's the one that's like a big spear. You throw it?
I don't know. I mean, I know
country artist.
I know country
artist. We don't
know
if it's a male or female, and it's Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Isn't Miranda Lambert from?
I just have no clue who it would be. I can name country artists, but
who's in good shape?
Like Luke Bryan or some shit.
5 seconds.
We should just pick someone random because I don't know.
Three.
I'm gonna say Miranda Lambert.
Okay, that.
Miranda Lambert.
For the steal.
Can we have a hint?
No.
No.
Yeah. Why don't we get a hint?
It's a guy.
Okay, thanks.
I don't listen to country or...
Riley Green's in shape. So is Brett Young. He's sexy.
Ooh. We'll take the sexy one.
No, wait, I think he played, he played baseball. Chase Rice played football.
Whoa, Katie, you know a lot.
Oh, God, who is it?
15 seconds.
I would say it's not Luke Combs. I would say it's not Luke Bryan. I would say it's not.
5 seconds.
Oh, God. Jesus, Riley Green. He's
no.
Hot.
Garth Brooks.
No, I would never guess that.
Garth?
Garth
Javelin?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know.
Pretty impressive, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pretty impressive. I've never gotten that.
That was for the steal. So
oh,
it's
good.
Back to
oh,
you guys.
Oh, my, oh, back to us.
Okay. Which three states share a border with California?
Oh, so Nevada.
Arizona? No.
What's on top?
Nevada, Arizona.
What's on top?
And Oregon, Washington. Oregon or Washington?
Yeah.
Oregon or Washington.
Which three states?
Oregon or Washington. Which one? Washington? Oregon. Oregon. I mean, no, Washington.
I feel like Washington is more north.
It is it? What's about us?
10 seconds.
Okay, it's Nevada, Arizona, and Colorado?
No, 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 no. Don't
okay,
say
Washington. Oregon. Oregon.
Oregon.
Yes.
Thank God. Because, you know,
oh my God, I was so fucking
like, you know, in the Oregon, you know, in the Wild Wild West.
Colorado.
I probably had the nastiest look on my face when they were guessing that. They're like, Oregon, Washington. I'm like,
F you, Matt.
I'm so sorry.
Honestly, so sorry. I don't know why, but all of a sudden, I just started producing a lot of sweat.
So, social like, studies oh is just not
right,
my cup of tea.
Or who was the youngest U.S. president?
Oh, my God. Why am I going to know that?
I feel like it's somebody really old. That, like,
yeah,
or like
one of the early ones before they like made a law that you needed to be like above 42 or whatever the fuck it is.
But it wasn't, was it John F. Kennedy?
Is it going to be like literally George Washington or something? How old was he?
I know people didn't live that long back then. But like I feel like John F. Kennedy was the youngest in my head. Like it like looking
yeah, but
at
I feel
it.
Like it's gonna be a trick where it's like actually just like one of the first eight.
Five.
You pick George or JFK or something.
I'll just go with JFK.
No, wrong.
Damn.
Sorry.
Like Abraham Lincoln? He seems kind of old.
No, he's
Grant. What was that Grant? Grant?
I was honestly thinking Barack Obama.
Oh.
He
could
seems
be.
Pretty young. Six. Barack Obama.
No.
Damn it.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh!
How old is he?
Teddy. You know, I don't know. I should look that up.
What's the mustaches? Very, very hard to determine back,
to
back
us?
Then.
Yes. Back to you guys. Okay. What is the name of the high school in Greece?
Oh my God.
I thought I did for a second, but then I was thinking,
what did you think it was? Oh.
You're going to laugh at what I thought it was.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Five seconds.
Second.
Oh.
Three, two. one. Answer?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
Wildcats.
Okay. No.
I don't know.
Okay, for the steal, Matt and Sally Dar, what do you think it is?
I feel like it starts with an R too, but it's not Ridgemont High. It's not Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I know. I was like Ridgemont High. I'm like,
but I want to say it's like Richmond High.
Well, just try that.
Richmond High?
No, Rydell High.
Rydell!
That's so annoying. That's okay, yeah. We knew the first letter though.
I thought for sure one of you would get that.
Rydell. Yeah, that's upsetting.
School dropout.
I should have known that.
Okay, back to Matt and Sally Dar. Question is, what singer holds the record for the most Grammy nominations?
Nominations?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know what? Isn't it like Barbra Streisand?
Probably. Like something like that. That sounds like a good guess. Because I feel like it's... Okay, people that you could say would be like...
Kate or like Beyonce?
Like Beyonce, but that's Taylor Swift.
I feel like
Swift,
Katy Perry did, like, never gets nominated. She just like has the most sales and stuff.
10 seconds.
Adele?
Mm-hmm. Barbara's a good guess, but like I feel like people break records all the time that it would be someone like newer.
3, 2, 1.
Barbra Streisand.
Nope.
Okay. I'm like, don't know why my head is going like pink.
Wait, repeat the question again.
Okay. What like singer holds the record for most Grammy nominations?
Most Grammy nominations. Who's some? Elvis?
Is that your answer?
No, sorry. Elvis, Cher. Who's, you think it's someone more recent? Taylor Swift.
I feel like it would be really recent, or like Adele or something.
Should we say
like
Taylor
that.
Swift? Grammys?
Yeah. No.
No.
How many?
10 seconds.
I don't know. You go. You say.
I still want to be.
I feel like Grammys was just like not that big when Elvis was alive.
Let's just 3, 2.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
No, Beyonce.
Oh!
Come on, y'all.
Damn.
I guess that makes
you're
sense.
Right, though,
like, she gets nominated every year for anytime she puts out an album. I don't know.
Dang.
I think Barbra Streisand, she sells, I don't know, there's something weird about Barbra Streisand.
Okay, it's your question?
Back to us, yes.
Which two RuPaul's Drag Race alumni went on to release 2 books and 2 YouTube shows and a podcast together?
Oh, my God. Trixie Mattel and... Cartier.
Yes. Ooh, oh my gosh, Reggie.
Slay.
Slay, Reggie.
Okay, it is 3-3 right now.
Ooh.
We have a tie.
Okay.
We did miss a few, so that's why it's only 3-3. But moving on to the next question, number 12. What animal did Britney Spears famously carry on her shoulders during a performance?
Well, it's
the yellow,
this yellow snake. But what's
is it an anaconda?
Isn't it anaconda?
Can we just say like snake and we can get it right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, snake.
Okay.
It's the easiest question I've ever heard.
Snake. Yeah, that was pretty easy.
You better give us an easy question.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm so
you have to
sorry.
Name the exact breed of snake.
I'm like what, yellow
there
python.
There is a breed for that. That snake's like harmless, though. I forgot that.
No, I've seen snakes. But...
Okay, Katie and Reggie, who is the most followed person on Instagram?
Ooh.
Is it Kim or is it Kylie?
And how many, I guess...
Wait, I think it's Kylie.
I think it's Kylie.
I think it's Kylie.
Maybe it's not Kylie.
No, maybe it's not.
I'm just thinking of options because I thought it was one. But...
Because I remember they had like Kim and Kylie.
15 seconds.
Is it Selena Gomez?
Is it something like really?
Or someone like more international. Is there someone more international?
5.
Kim or Kylie.
Say.
Kylie.
No. For the steal.
I'm debating between Selena Gomez and Cristiano Ronaldo.
I feel like I saw there was like a big thing where it was like someone had passed.
Right.
Kylie.
No, one of those two, because at one point it was Selena, but then I feel like I saw something that it was actually Cristiano Ronaldo because he has.
Yes.
But I don't know. Now I'm thinking it's maybe it's Selena.
What are you thinking, Matt?
I did see. I thought I saw something about Selena Gomez passing Kylie, right?
Let's just say Selena.
Or the most liked photo on Instagram was the...
The egg.
I forgot about that. All right, you say it's Kylie.
Let's say it's Selena.
Selena.
Wrong.
It's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh. I knew it was Cristiano Ronaldo the second that she said no. I knew it was because you were right. It just came out like literally very recently that Cristiano Ronaldo actually just surpassed it. Right. I just saw that.
Damn.
And it was Selena, I think.
Yeah. At one point, Selena was, because me and my friends used to talk about, like, why.
Because I just think there's so
why Selena? I don't get why Selena.
I think she's more of like an international thing than I think like we realize.
Yeah, it had to be someone international.
Yeah, whereas like Cristiano, we know it's...
Yeah.
No shade to Selena.
To be fully honest, I would be really terrified to post anything if I had that.
Oh,
followers.
I would
like,
never.
I would like, actually like never post.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Do you think Rare Beauty makes more money than Kylie Cosmetics?
Rare Beauty's a brand? Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about like someone who's just rare and beautiful. I was like, TK, what kind of...
Maybe at this point it doesn't, but I feel like it will if it's not already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel so.
I think it has more potential.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love both.
If anyone's listening, I think Rare Beauty...
By the way, I love both.
I think Rare Beauty is more accessible.
If either brand wants to work with
Rare Beauty, feels intimidating to buy. So I feel like it will.
Also, Rare's in stores, right?
Yeah.
Who owns Rare Beauty?
In Selena.
You can buy Rare Beauty in Sephora, and I don't think you can buy Kylie stuff in Sephora.
It's Ulta.
You hit Ulta.
Can you name like 5 makeup brands? Beauty brands?
Morphe, okay. Sephora, Ulta.
Those are stores.
Kylie Cosmetics, James Charles.
Just naming people.
Jeffree Star.
That's... Just naming people.
Oh, Maybelline, Estee Lauder.
Oh, good job.
Mary Kay.
What's Mary Kay?
Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Wow, I've never actually heard that.
And
Mary Kay.
You just like something your mom.
Lip Smackers.
That's so wholesome. Good, Matt. Okay, fabulous. Wow. Moving right along, I think it's you guys.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I give you the Instagram. Okay. Matt and Sally Dar, what is the most watched YouTube video of all time?
Is it? I feel like these things change all the time. So it's hard to guess, like, it's not like something that's cemented in time.
This is according to BuzzFeed, by the way, so if it's wrong, don't get mad at me.
Charlie, I bit my finger.
Yeah, is it going to be something like so old, like Evolution of Dance or one of those things? Yeah, or like Chocolate Rain or some shit?
Yeah.
Like, is it one of those or is it like a music video?
5 seconds.
Okay, you pick.
Oh, wait, I think it is a music video. Oh, I think it's Gangnam Style.
Perfect. Great guess.
Gangnam Style.
Wrong. Okay, for the steal, Reggie and Katie, the clock is ticking.
I was literally going to say Charlie bit my finger.
Well, what's like, maybe it's like a new music video?
Most viewed YouTube video of all time.
YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say music video.
Is it like Kylie's baby announcement? What would have like a billion views?
Something that like went viral. I mean, we'd see it on
5,
TikTok.
5, 4.
I'm going to say
2, 1.
Yeah.
Charlie bit my finger.
No. Baby Shark Dance.
Oh,
with 11 billion views.
Oh, that's crazy. I could so see that because they put a repeat.
11 billion.
That's insane.
That's really scary.
Yeah, that is really scary.
Makes sense.
But it makes, and they replay it for their kids.
Yeah.
And people keep having kids.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Did you guys do Baby Shark when you were a kid, like at summer camps and stuff?
No. Yes.
Like, whenever like we were at like a summer camp,
before it
would
was
be
a
like
song.
It was like a camp song. Mommy Shark.
Yeah.
Do,
and then you would
like,
do like
Daddy Shark or Gotta Swim. Do.
Wow.
Grandpa Shark.
Yeah. Grandpa Shark.
Yeah.
Never been.
Cousins.
Oh yeah.
That's probably it.
Explains so much.
Yeah. Camp. Gotta love it. Okay. That question was for you guys. So this question is for Katie and Reggie. Name 2 actors who have played Batman on screen.
Oh, God.
What are your thoughts?
Barack Obama and George Bush. I don't know.
I have no
Wayne.
Clue. No, it's like a chiseled guy. The Batman is a chiseled guy.
10 seconds.
I don't know.
Oh, Robert Pattinson.
No,
that's one of them.
Oh my God!
5 seconds.
Wait,
forgot.
Shoot, it's a Chris. It's
okay. Wow, good job, Reggie. Robert Pattinson and
wait, time has gone up.
Okay, Jesus.
Robert Pattinson's one.
Oh, I can do them all. We have Michael Keaton, George Clooney, Val Kilmer, Adam West,
who I'm thinking
Robert Pattinson, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
That's all.
Can you
them.
Do the Joker?
The Joker.
Joaquin
like
Phoenix.
Originally,
Joaquin
Phoenix
Heath Ledger.
Was in. Yeah, yeah. The Joker. Heath Ledger. Jared Leto.
Wow.
I don't know who was like the original Joker. Oh, wasn't it? Oh, Jack Nicholson.
Oh,
that's
pretty good. Jack
Nicholson.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Great.
It's 4-4, you guys.
Oh, shit.
It's getting spicy over here.
Okay. Our turn.
Name all of the Kardashian and Jenner kids. So, like Kim, Khloe.
Okay,
their
so
kids.
Their kids?
Yes.
That, so
what?
I just saw Chris do a video
Chris
where she tried
Jenner's
to name them
grandchildren.
All. Okay,
name
well, the
them
newest
all.
Kylie baby is Air. We have Stormy. Okay, so that's Kylie. I think she only has two kids. Then we have Kim's kids, North.
North. West? Or
Northwest is one. North. Okay, well, I need to
I
that.
Don't know.
Chloe's is Dream.
True? True.
Trio is one. Are you keeping track of what we've said?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and then we need Courtney's. Penelope, Mason.
Mason Disick. Yeah.
Uh-huh. How many more do we have left?
You have 5 seconds.
What about Brody Jenner? Three. Doesn't he have any kids?
He doesn't count right now.
Two. Oh. One.
I can't remember the others.
Okay.
Wow.
So we'll...
How many more did I have? One?
Quite
two.
A few.
So Kim also has Rain and Chicago.
Damn, Chicago.
No, Rain is Courtney's.
Courtney, okay, sorry. Chicago for Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so can
we
restart?
So, yeah, okay. So we'll go Courtney first because she was the first one. We have Mason, we have Penelope, and we have Rain. And then we'll go with Chloe, which is Dream and True. And then we'll go to Kim, which is... We have North, we have Saint, we have Chicago, and we have, oh my God, what's the newest one?
5 seconds.
Oh my God, and then Kylie is Air and Stormy. And then
one more.
Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Psalm.
Yes.
Woo!
Reggie,
yes,
that was unbelievable. Woo!
I did not know
Jesus.
There was a baby named Psalm at
yeah,
any point.
That.
I did not
okay.
know.
Wow. The only thing, I'm going to give you the point, but the only thing that was wrong is Dream is Rob's kid, not Chloe's kid.
Oh, right.
They said that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's nothing to do with you. Yeah.
And I don't think she named her new kid yet.
No, she hasn't.
They were thinking of
good
Thompson.
Job, Reggie.
That was
that
really
was
good.
Really
wow.
good.
Thank you.
Okay,
what another Kardashian question, so it starts with you.
Whew.
Is which Kardashian sister owns a denim brand called Good American?
Oh my God,
Khloe.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's the equivalent to the snake.
Duh. Yes, you facts about
that. Yeah, more
Kay.
Even now.
Sally, Dar, and Matt, what is Mean Girls Day?
Oh, October 3rd.
Yes.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. It's October 3rd. October 3rd.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
Day after my birthday.
Good job. Okay. Who are the songs Bad Blood, All Too Well, and Back to December rumored to be about?
Who sang them?
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
I mean, Back to December, wasn't that rumored about Taylor Lautner back in the day? Wait, can you say them one more time? All Too Well, Jake Gyllenhaal.
And Bad Blood.
Jake Gyllenhaal? Jake Gyllenhaal.
And who is Bad Blood about?
Oh, they're different ones.
Oh.
Oh, it's not about one person?
Yeah.
No, oh. We have Bad Blood. Yeah.
So you got Back to December and All Too
oh,
Well.
Oh, I thought they're... Okay, sorry.
They're really...
Solidar's going crazy right
Bad
now.
Bad Blood, is that about either...
Harry Styles?
Let's go with Harry Styles.
Wrong.
Wrong.
John
Mayer.
Okay.
I'm...
Back to December is about Taylor Lautner.
Yes.
All Too Well is about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
Can I guess Bad Blood?
You sure?
Wait,
we'll all approve it. Okay. Don't listen to him.
Is it Katy Perry?
Well, what? Okay, Bad Blood is kind of a hard one because it's about reputation, which you could say could be about Kanye, could be about Scott Borchetta, her manager, could be about what's his name, Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun. So I would say, as a collective, kind of Kanye, Scooter Braun. Like, it's, I don't know if.
It's Katy Perry.
Okay.
She has all the girls in the
but
music
I just,
video.
But reputation as an album is about.
Except Katy Perry is not in the music video, right? You have Ellie Goulding.
Okay, you can
have,
say Katy Perry if you want.
I'm pretty sure you have Selena Gomez in the music video.
She's looking at you like you're right, so just say Katy Perry.
I swore.
I need to have a
and I'm not, I am a Swiftie, but like not,
say
you know.
Say Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
That is correct.
Yes!
Oh my God. Get
okay, that's good. Okay, that's good.
It's a little unfair. You need to have more of a poker
face.
I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't look at her at all.
I honestly did not. I wouldn't have thought that was about Katy Perry. I just thought it was more about like the general.
I did think it was about Katy Perry too. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I will have a better poker face. Maybe it's about more than Katy Perry.
I just feel like if I was.
I guess I was thinking of the album as a collective, but it makes sense because there's a lot of people in that music video, and she's.
I remember feeling like, oh, it's about Katy Perry, and she has all of these people in it.
Literally
I was like,
everyone.
I couldn't imagine being Katy Perry and being like, it's about me, and they all hung out without me and made a music video.
Okay, this is the last question. For the tiebreaker, and it's for you guys first. You have the option to steal.
Okay.
What show currently holds Netflix's all-time viewership record? Question 20.
Oh, isn't it Squid Game?
Maybe.
Squid Game.
I'm just going to name some popular ones. Squid Game, Bridgerton. It has to be a Netflix original, probably.
15 seconds.
Squid Game, I think, is a good guess.
Because international.
It's international.
And it was like everywhere.
Let's just say Squid Game.
Squid Game.
That is correct.
Yes! Shit!
That is correct.
Shoot.
Wow.
Do we get a rebuttal?
Good job. I don't have
like
one.
Like an advantage. Like 10
this was fun.
That was really fun.
Congrats. Honestly, you guys played really well.
Yeah. That was good. That was a really healthy
competition. See, I threw in the Drag Race and Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a little pop culture.
For the gays.
Yeah, for the gays. Well, this has been amazing. Thank you guys so much for coming on. I just have one last question to wrap this up, which is, what are y'all doing to make moves right now in your life or in 2023? And is there any way each of us can help each other fulfill that move?
I really love that.
It's like I know you asked this question. I did not think of it before.
It's a combination of things.
Okay, go ahead.
We're taking like Hoot and Half to like Hoot and Half 2.0. It's going to be more Mike and I, but we're kind of like amping up the set and the quality and
like less guests,
or just more conversations and not just like, so who are you? Where are you from? Kind of like interviews. I've just been a little burnt out on that. So just kind of bringing a new energy to the podcast, Snapchatting more and honestly knitting more. Like I swore I would do one thing every month, like complete one thing every month. And I have not finished my sweater. And I've been thinking about it so much.
Okay.
So ask me how my knitting's going more often.
Okay.
Cool.
Amazing. I'm excited for Hoot and Half.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too.
What topics do you want to hit?
Things I want to talk about. I'm not going to reveal all my bag of tricks on like things I want to talk about. And I want
to
start my...
I
also want to start another podcast as well. It's like a murder mystery. It's a murder mystery podcast. It's a cold case that happened in my hometown. I just need a good lead. So if you know what happened to Susan Smalley and Stacey Madison in 1988 in Carrollton,
Texas. Why don't you just look her up on Facebook?
Yeah, not hard.
They're dead. Or wait, they might not be dead. I don't know. We got to figure out what happened to them. So
okay, those are great goals.
I'm focusing on YouTube more, so just kind of prioritizing that. And one of my New Year's resolutions, I'm not good about resolutions, but more so like goals, is that with my knitting, I kind of want things to be more cohesive, like a cohesive style across it. Like if you look at a painter, you can like be like, oh, I can tell that's by that person.
That's and a I great feel goal.
Like some of my pieces are more like one-offs. Mm-hmm. The thing in common right now is I just do a lot of like phrases.
You're branding.
But I kind of want like the overall like design of like colors or like the way I switch colors, not just the words, to kind of be more cohesive overall, mm-hmm. so people can recognize it immediately.
Wow,
so cool.
So I don't know. We'll see. Just more. Mm-hmm. It's just a recognizable brand minus the word part, even though I do like that part. Yeah.
I love it. Which, by the way, cool. Salidar sells her patterns.
I do.
Wow.
$10 for a PDF. Yes,
it's
you've done a pattern.
It's one of the easiest things to follow. I've looked at some patterns online, and I've been like, this is junk. This is nonsense. I wish they could write patterns like Salidar. Salidar's makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm. And they look great. Cool.
Where can they buy the pattern?
My Etsy. It's just a PDF. You buy it. You download it immediately. You can just search my name, Salidar Griffin, Etsy, and it'll pop up.
Amazing.
Cool. Wow.
So cool. Such a unique cool hobby that you've really capitalized on.
It's
which
a
is
good
awesome.
Thing to start in the new year too, because it's like a lot of people get down on themselves not having a hobby, which I think is fine. You don't have to have a hobby, but if you are looking for a hobby, it's a fun one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can wear your hobby. You can wear it.
I love it.
So I love cool. that because like I think my goal for this year is literally do more artistic things because mm-hmm.
you're
honestly,
so creative.
I love being creative. Mm-hmm. Like if it's from interior designing, if you want your set, I did Jason's. But
do you not like my set? Is that what you're saying, Reggie?
That's what I'm helping.
I'm helping. I know.
But I just want to do anything more creative minds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to launch a jewelry line.
Fine. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, wear your ear.
No, I'm testing out the earrings right
now.
Yeah,
ow!
Cool.
Yeah. But hopefully soon enough.
That is so awesome, Reggie. Yeah. Congrats. I'm so excited to wear everything.
Yes.
That's fabulous.
I love how everyone's just like so different and cool.
I know. Katie, seriously, go ahead.
My goal is to really grow the Katie Austin app. In April of this year, it'll actually be 5 years of the Katie Austin fitness program, which is crazy how time flies.
That's insane.
And I've done it all myself, and I run the back end. I videotape myself. I make up the workouts. I literally do everything, and I'm really excited because I'm expanding my team. And to grow it, I mean, to grow any business to scale, you have to, you can't just be you, yourself, and I, mm-hmm. and I've learned that. And so I'm actually, for the first time ever, investing in myself and actually putting my own money like into my company, creating like an LLC and like an S Corp, the whole thing, and just becoming more of like a company rather than just like me. I just went through a whole rebranding process of a whole new logo and just really
Olive
full
green,
force
baby.
Of like, yeah, just full force like doing like what I, my business that I've always wanted to do, but like I've never put any money behind it. And so I'm really excited.
Wow. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
And are you hiring any new team members?
Yes, I am hiring new members. I'm actually looking for like two different team members. So like one can handle more the business side, one more the creative side. And honestly, I'm just like really excited to expand. I've never really been like a boss like that of someone, or like,
yeah,
I would call myself a CEO, but like entering that new role.
I feel like you would be a great boss.
I feel like I would be like way too chill to be like, oh, let's not work today. I don't know. But I'm working on it. So I'm excited.
Well, I love it.
So if you guys want to work out with me anytime, you can work out with me.
Yes. And her at home gym is fabulous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. TK just came over for a walk.
Yeah. It was so fun. We had the best time. Anyway, it's been such a blast having y'all on. Everyone, go follow everyone. Do you want to go through and plug yourself?
Sure. All my ads are just Sally Dar Griffin, my full name, except for my knitting account, which is SDG Knits, linked in my bio on my other accounts. I'm on TikTok, YouTube, Snapchat sometimes, but now I'm going to do it more. Yeah. Instagram, did I name everything? Twitter is at Sally Dar, no Griffin. Just a lot of knitting and commentary on my life.
Go eat a banana, you guys.
Eat a banana
today for Sally Dar.
Yeah, as with me, it's Matt R. King on most apps. Subscribe to me on Snapchat. Gonna be posting a lot on Snapchat. And go check out my podcast, Hoot and Half, Unfiltered. Good influences. And that. Yeah.
Great job. Katie, go ahead.
At Katie Austin, almost everything on Snapchat. I'm Get Fit with Katie. The Katie Austin app and youtube.com/KatieAustinFit.
Mine's pretty easy. Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok at Reggie Creations.
Amazing.
This was fun.
So fun. And I love getting to know you guys, too. Like,
yeah.
Such a fun way to, like, hang out.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it again. Fun. If you guys liked us so much and want us to come back, comment down below.
Podcast.
We'll come back.
Be sure to make someone's day this week. I love y'all. Peace. Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.